So 1-2-5. Tag Light heading out to form up now, a lap or so away from a start. And we'll be underway. Corey Donnelly was the fastest qualifier yesterday. And with three wins from three starts, he sits on the pole here for the pre-final. Josh Hemphill, 2 seconds and a third yesterday in the 17 cart, sees him starting out of position two. Lachlan Chancellor, good solid performance by the 22, and he'll start out of position number three. Position number four is Leon Muramore. He'll start out of position four in the 86 cart, in the 87 cart, sorry. John Wells is in the 69. As we're away and racing, Wells, oh, contact there back in the 24 cart of George Mitsingas, and he is off the circuit. So he tried to make a good start up the inside, just came into contact with another cart, and he is off the circuit. So we've got the yellows at the flag stand, and that cart will need to be cleared off the track. Meanwhile, Corey Donnelly getting the race lead, but John Wells is right there with him now. So John Wells in second place, and it was what I thought a very even start. Corey Donnelly getting the advantage, John Wells there in second place. Lachlan Chancellor runs in third. The grid for the final is set from this race result. So as the leaders head down into the S's, Wells very quick on the entry to the S's, and Donnelly with the run, the power on the straight for Donnelly. He got a good run out of the final turn and up that start-finish straight. He heads along the pit straight now here on the Canberra circuit, the clockwise circuit, as we've been running over the last two races. Race leader is still Corey Donnelly. Fastest card on the circuit that last lap was Lachlan Chancellor with a 33.267. So Corey Donnelly, your race leader, out to a 5.576 of a second lead. And now he takes the fastest lap of the race, first into the 32s, a 32.814. Chancellor running in third, but into the 32s as well, a 32.927. So as Corey Donnelly leads the way here in the pre-final for the Tag 125 Lights. They've completed a one-third race distance now, 10 laps in the book, 10 laps left to go, 5 laps in the book. And it's Donnelly, Wells, Chancellor, Venables, Hemphill, and Muramore. Unfortunately for George Mitsingas, a good start going three wide across that start-finish line, and he ended up making contact with another cart, and that saw him off the circuit. So Donnelly, still your race leader with a half a second advantage over John Wells, who now has set the fastest time, a 32.812. Chancellor, a 32.846, his fastest lap, but the top four all in the 32s. Alex Venables, though, quite a bit behind the front three. Donnelly maintaining that half a second advantage at the front of the field. Wells and Chancellor, only 0.3 of a second. That's about one and a half cart lengths the difference in these Tag 125 Lights. And Chancellor now on a real charge, trying to set up to get a front row seat here in the final later today. Again, Wells very aggressive going into the S's. Closes up a little bit on Donnelly, but Donnelly still in control of this race. As I mentioned, Corey Donnelly, fastest qualifier, and also taking three heat wins yesterday. So Corey Donnelly out in front. Now Lachlan Chancellor ranges up on the outside, heading to the dip on Wells. So Chancellor and Wells, they'll start mixing it out, which will give Donnelly a chance to skip away further. The battle is really for second place as they have gone past half race distance. John Wells in the 69 cart. Lachlan Chancellor in the PKR cart shed, number 22, runs in third. And what can Chancellor do? He seems to have the momentum coming off the top turns. Down into the S's though. Wells just a little bit more aggressive. And it doesn't seem to cost him on the exit that much to Chancellor. Donnelly out now to a 0.9 second advantage at the front of the field. Corey Donnelly in the M&M Donnelly CRG cart from Albury. Leading the way. Wells and Chancellor still nose to tail in second and third. Then a gap back to Venables. From memory, Alex Venables, I think, came up through the Grammar Racing program. Is that right? Yeah. Although, no, I'm thinking of a different driver, obviously, because Alex Venables is from Griffith. He's got the PCR engines CRG. Yeah. I seem to remember an Alex Venables in the Grammar Racing program. And... Well, doing a solid job back there in fourth place in that 98 cart. Josh Hemphill involved in some of the shenanigans early off the start. And Hemphill, who was in second position on the grid, has dropped all the way back to fifth position and not really making much ground on Venables, who runs in fourth, and then Leon Murrimore, who had two fourth place finishes and a fifth, currently running in sixth. So as the leader, Corey Donnelly, with two laps left to run, come across the start finish line. It's Donnelly, Wells, Chancellor, Venables, Hemphill, and Murrimore. Donnelly well in control. Wells skipping away from Chancellor now. Fastest lap of the race goes to Josh Hemphill. A 32.3. That's half a second quicker than the rest of the field. So Josh Hemphill with some real speed here late in the race. But it's just taken him too long to try and get that pace. Donnelly's done his fastest lap. A 32.6, so as he comes towards the checkered flag now, through the S's and towards the checkered flag. Taglight pre-final goes to Corey Donnelly. John Wells home in second, Chancellor in third, Venables in fourth, Hemphill in fifth, and Murrimore back there in sixth position. As we have the restricted lights and heavies heading out onto the circuit now. Restricted lights and heavies running together. And off the pole, it will be Royce Gay who will start from position one. Dion Pangolis from position two. Now, James Fife was the fastest qualifier yesterday, but a DNF in heat number three. We'll see him starting out of fourth position. Scott Prosser in the heavies ranks starts out of position number three. Out of position number five is Eric Reeves. Six is Trent Ether. Out of position number seven is Brad Parker. And then it's Josh Wild in the 47. James Blewett. Scott Dalton Kirby in the 65, starting out of position number 10. Now, Shane Holborough has stopped on the circuit. He was scheduled to start out of position 13. And he is out of his cart. So I'm not sure if we'll go green this time. They're in formation looking for a start. They've got a start. And a good even start as well. Pangolis on the inside, Gay on the outside, and Gay has held on to take the lead, heading up the back straight. Up the pit straight for the first time. They now round the top turns and towards that long downhill run on the back straight, and Gay starting to kick away in the Esprit cart. The Fishwick Head Services entry works through the S's for the first time. Pangolis, that's the Pro Pamphlets Canberra Arrow, running in second place with Fife in the Pro Bolt cart, right on his back bumper now. Then it's back to Prosser, the first of those heavy carts. Further back then to Ether, Reeves, Parker, Blewett, Wild, Dalton Kirby, Martin, Bowen, Donnelly and Javier. Race leader kicking away now, Royce Gay. Gay with a fifth, a third and a seventh, not necessarily in that order, over the restricted racing. So, Gay, of course, this class was combined with the Clubman class yesterday. And the Clubman class drivers, with their more experience, were able to take the bulk of the front spots. But here in this pre-final, it's Gay from Pangolis, Fife, Prosser, Ether, Reeves, then a gap back till we get to the 12 of Parker, who's holding off Blewett, Wild and Dalton Kirby. There's a good battle going on for 8 through about 12th position. The leader, Gay, has kicked away. The Fishwick Head Services cart setting the fastest lap of the race on lap 3. A 34.178. A 34.178 is a very good time. And he's just gone better again. A 33.670. A 33.670. That is almost a second faster than Dion Pangolis, who's running in second. Fife putting the pressure on Pangolis as they come down the hill towards the dip. And then into the S's, and Fife makes a nice move under brakes, and Fife will take second spot. So James Fife yesterday had a second, third, and then a DNF in the combined class. But he now has found his way to second and is going to try and run down Royce Gay, who is out to a 4-second lead. Still plenty of time, though. We haven't approached half race distance just yet. 7 laps remaining. 8 laps remaining next time by. Fife in second, kicks away. And Pangolis is losing ground here because Ether has just got past him as well. So perhaps a problem for the 53 card of Dion Pangolis. So Pangolis now under fire from Scott Prosser. Prosser in the 98 cart. As fastest lap of the race now goes to James Fife. And he's cut the gap by 3/10 of a second over Royce Gay. It's a 33.645, the fastest lap. as the drivers head across the start-finish line. Gay completes eight laps now. Fife is in second position. Ether, Pengolas, Prosser, Eric Reeves having a trouble-free race in the 66. Then it's back to Blewett, who's got clear of Parker. Josh Wild is right on his back bumper, though. So, first cart to go a lap down is the 82 of David Havi. So, Havi in the 82, around the top of the circuit. He lets Gay go by. And he'll have a bit of a gap until the next cart is on his back bumper once again. So Gay with a 3-second advantage. Just got caught a little bit too soon. The gap now 2.5 seconds, but the blue lights needed for the back marker. Oh, he did a good job there, though, Haviv, moving well out of the way of Fife. So the leader now, with 3 laps left to run this time by, it's Gay leading the way from Fife. That gap, 2.8 seconds now. Fife with the fastest lap of the race, but that lap, he dropped about 0.4 seconds on the race leader as he was trying to get past Javier back marker in the 82 cart. Now Pengolas under pressure again, this time from Blewett in the 7 cart. So Dion Pengolas has really dropped off with performance here. Pengolas just trying to protect his line as he comes down the hill. In the 53, the 7 of Blewett looking for a way through. So the Pro Pamphlets cart of Dion Pengolas in the 52. Oh, Wild getting right beside Brad Parker coming off the final turn. But Parker holding on to the spot. Wild again trying to get up beside him. They're going to make a 3 wild as Martin, 3 wide as Martin is trying to get involved in the bang and crash. And I think Martin just got into the back that time of Wild in the 47 cart. So the white flag is out. Royce Gay is your race leader. Fife in second. Third place is Ether. The battles going on back deep in the pack have been extremely interesting. Ether under pressure from Prosser here on this final lap. The race leader coming up on the slower card of Phil Bowen as the checkered flag at the ready. And it will be Gay who takes the win. And he will have pole position for the final. Fife comes home in second. Ether trying to hold on for third and will do so. Prosser in fourth. Fifth place is Eric Reeves. Sixth will go to Pengolas, who held off Blewett in the end. Brad Parker also was able to keep Wild at bay. Then it's Martin Donnelly, Dalton Kirby, Bowen, the last cart on the leader's lap, and David Haviv in the 82 was 1 lap down. Up next, it's Clubman Heavy. Just a reminder that we have had a ring handed in. If you've lost a ladies' ring in the ladies' toilets yesterday, then please go to the race secretary's office and you will hopefully be able to reclaim it there. About to get set here for Clubman Heavy. Pre-final as they line up Jackie Isrin. Was second fastest qualifier to Fife, but he has been the man who's won all 3 heats yesterday. Jack Westcombe-Casey off to a Slow start, a sixth place in heat one, but 2 second place finishes in the next two heats. Ryan Galvin in the 14. Brett Staples has retired from racing, I think is the best way to say it, halfway through this meeting. And he won't be out there in the four card. Gary Schultz in the 72, Lawrence Doran in the 71, and Matthew Phelan in the 13. So, in formation now, looking for a start. Clubman Heavy. Great to see the Clubmans out there. We've got a mix of the Yamaha engines and the Iami engines. Certainly the Iami engines are a bit more powerful than the old Yamahas are. Much newer technology going into those engines as well. We are racing. And a very even start. Isrin on the inside is going to use the most of that position to take the lead in through the pit turn for the first time. So Isrin, who was the pole sitter, elected to start off grid spot two, and he has used that to his advantage as Westcombe Casey certainly got a very even start, but just out of position when he got to the pit turn. And had to slot into second. Now right on his back bumper, Ryan Galvin in the up front karting entry. And Galvin from Grenfell in the Arrow, pushing on as hard as he can. As they head through the pit turn once again, Isrin starting to kick away. Isrin in the Worth Australia, kart number 33 from a Combined Districts Kart Club, which is based at their circuit in Lithgow. Second place is Canberra's Jack Westcombe Casey. Westcombe Casey certainly showing some great speed here. Ryan Galvin, of course, from Grenfell, former president of the Grenfell Kart Club, and is certainly pushing Westcombe Casey as hard as he possibly can to try and get that second position. As they head through the dip and towards the S's once again. Jackie Isrin, a 34.143. He goes faster again now with a 33.990. Battle of two groups of three at the moment. You have the three Iami engines at the front of the field, and then the three Yamahas all having a good battle further back. That's the Phelan, Schultz and Doran battle. And at the moment, Matthew Phelan in the P13 has got the advantage there. So even though there is a weight difference between the Iamis and the Yamahas, it's not translating into a evening of performance. Although, that said, I would suggest that the front three are probably closer to the weight minimum than the other three, either, without trying to be too rude about it. Jackie Isrin is your race leader. He lowers the fastest lap mark to a 33.549. Westcombe Casey, 33.845, his fastest lap. And Galvin, a 33.878. They all did their fastest laps on lap number five. Phelan still holding off Schultz and Doran. Phelan actually kicking away slightly. He's done a 36.166. The best lap for Schultz, a 36.356, and then a 36.103 for Doran. Now, both Schultz and Doran coming over from Wagga, and Doran sponsors Hertz, Bridgestone, Wagga. Great to have them and such a contingent from the Wagga Kart Club here once again, enjoying Canberra. It has been great to see so many people travelling from all over the state to be part of the 2015 Canberra Cup. As the race leader, Jack Isrin has a 1.5 second advantage over Jack Westcombe Casey. Ryan Galvin, 0.5 second behind Westcombe Casey now. So Galvin just saving his equipment, you would think, for the final coming up later this afternoon. As Isrin across the start finish line. Well, he sets a new fastest lap of the race at a half race distance, 33.461. A 33.461 for Jack Isrin. Westcombe Casey, a 33.621. And Galvin, a 33.540. So Galvin, the second fastest kart on the circuit, and he's closing in on Westcombe Casey once again. So as the race leader heads up the pit straight, a 2 second advantage for Jack Isrin. The best battle is the Phelan-Schultz-Doran battle in the Yamahas. And as they work onto the start-finish straight, they will be in danger of going a lap down. But right now, Phelan's under pressure from Schultz as they go into the pit turn, and Schultz has made the pass. Also want to get in amongst it is Doran. Doran went to the outside, went to the inside, but can't get past Phelan. So Phelan now shuffled back to sixth position. To fifth position, as Schultz now leads the battle of the Yamahas here in Clubman Heavy. Phelan right into the back bumper of Schultz. He tried to make a move in the short chute before the final turn. As the leaders across the start finish line now, Jack Isrin will be on the pit straight, the same as the Yamaha battle. So this will be something that is going to be very interesting to see with the blue lights what's going to happen. So as Gary Schultz leading the battle of the Yamahas, but here comes Jack Isrin. He's up onto the back now of the 71 of Doran. So Isrin is through past Doran. He'll now head up onto the battle of Schultz and Phelan. Blue flag is out as, well, Phelan just backs out of the fight. And Isrin is now caught in the S's between the two Yamahas. Now, can Phelan jump onto the back of Isrin here as the door gets open? No, he was too far back with the white flag out. Now, blue lights needed for the second and third place battle. Something just came off the Westcombe Casey cart there as he came up onto the side of the 71 of Doran. Not quite sure what that was that came off the cart, but it looked like that there might have been a little bit of contact going into the pit turn. So, as the leader, Westcombe Casey gets up through Phelan. Jack Isrin takes the victory. Isrin takes the win from Westcombe Casey in second, and then it's Galvin in third. Fourth place is Schultz. Lawrence Doran is in fifth, and Phelan is in sixth. Out onto the circuit now is Tag 125 Heavy. Andrew Hemphill sits on the pole. He had a win, a second and a third in that order, so his performance dropped off, but it was good enough to give him the pole position. Tarnetha will start out of position number two. Now, he had a DNF in heat number one, but then two wins that sees him in position two. Paul McCabe, a third, seventh and fourth. James Ordish, a second, fifth and ninth. Greg Williams, he had a DNF in heat number one, along with Tarnetha, and then came back with a third and a second place finish. Michael Hogan in the six, then it's Glenn Bullman in the 31, Lance Horn in the 49, Brendan Martin in the 14, Barry Laver in the seven, And Warren Hall is in the 33. We're away and racing. Very even off the start. Ether will have the line into the pit turn. Hemp Hill hangs on the outside, and Hemp Hill runs to Ether into the dirt. Ether drops back about six, seven places. As, oh, Hemp Hill in more trouble there. He had contact at the top of the circuit with someone. I'm not quite sure who that was, but it's all going on here. It's probably Paul McCabe. So Hemp Hill, with the elbows out, gets the lead and will look to set himself up with a handy buffer at the front of the field. Let's see how far Tarn Ether has dropped back. McCabe runs in second. Williams in third. Ordish is in fourth. Fifth place is Ether with Horn, Hogan, Bullman, Laver, Martin and Hall. Not much between any of the drivers out there at the moment, so still plenty of battles. As now, Williams is trying to make a move on the back of Paul McCabe. Ordish closes up on Williams. So you've got Paul McCabe running in second in the Thea McGrath photography, number 82. Then it's back to Greg Williams in the 15 car. James Ordish in the 17. That's the Canberra car shed Esprit. Then it's Tarn Ether. That's the Gunning Service Centre, number 37. Lance Horn in the 49. Michael Hogan in the 6. Glenn Bullman, the Hydro Turf 31, has got Barry Laver in the Hydro Industries, number 7, behind him. And then it's Brendan Martin in the Arrow from Grenfell, number 14, with Warren Hall in the 33, rounding out the field. Another of the Easy Care Hydro Turf entries. So around the top of the circuit, Hemp Hill skipping away by almost a second now as McCabe and Williams continue their battle. And I think Williams around the top of the circuit was able to make the pass. Yes, he was. So Williams now up into second place. McCabe back to third. Oh, Tarn Ether is off the circuit. So Tarn Ether will start back of the field in the final. So frustration for the Gunning Service Centre, number 37. As race leader is Andrew Hemp Hill. Williams getting his fastest lap, a 34.094 on that last lap. It's a 1.3-second gap between Hemp Hill and Williams. As across the line, Hemp Hill completes lap number 5. Paul McCabe runs in third place. Just under pressure now from James Ordish in the 17. So what can Ordish do? We have a gap behind Ordish then, back to Lance Horn. Michael Hogan, the 6, Bullman, Laver, and then it's Martin in the 14. And then a gap further back to Warren Hall. So Hogan now under pressure from the 31 of Glenn Bullman. And Laver also looking for a way through. Barry Laver. Oh, contact there. Laver and Martin at the top of the circuit. In fact, I think Laver got through all right. So that contact was between Bullman and Martin. And Bullman and Martin there, both out of their carts and just pulling them away from the track. So that now sees Michael Hogan in sixth position. Laver in seventh position, and well, Warren Hall moves up to eighth. So, as the leader across the start finish line once again, Andrew Hemp Hill, the Canberra driver in the Monaco card, has 0.7 of a second advantage over the 15 of Greg Williams. Williams with the fastest lap of the race, a 33.621. McCabe in third. Still has got James Ordish in the 17 cart. Right on his back bumper. McCabe under pressure from Ordish, but that yellow light's on at the top of the circuit just because the position that cart is in. Oh, Williams off into the dirt now. Williams is starting to make an impression on the back of the race leader, Andrew Hemphill. So with four laps remaining, we could see a battle for the lead. Hemphill starting to come under some pressure from Greg Williams. So Williams around the top of the circuit, brings that gap down. Oh, Williams again into the dirt, coming off the top turns. But it doesn't seem to be hurting his speed at all. So he's in a position now to really put some pressure on Hemphill. He's within 1.5 cart lengths. McCabe and Ordish nose to tail in the battle for third. But what can Williams do as he heads up the pit straight? There's no passing from the top turns down towards the dip. It's flag point to flag point. That is the yellow zone. So Williams under brakes. Looks like Hemphill has got his measure for the moment, but Williams is still faster than Hemphill. Oh, cart off the circuit. That is the 17 of James Ordish. Now he's got into trouble. That is a brand new runoff area that has been put in. The club president was concerned about speed. People were coming off the track down into the S's. And so between last meeting in October and this meeting, they've put an extra sand trap in there for carts that do, under brakes, come off at the start of the S's. And James Ordish will go in the record books there of being the first cart bogged in it after he was trying to make a move for third position. So that now means that two of the better passing positions are now out of contention for Greg Williams, who's coming up onto the back of the leader. But the checkered flag waves and Andrew Hemphill takes the win. Greg Williams comes home in second. Paul McCabe in third. Then a gap back to Lance Horn takes fourth place. Michael Hogan in fifth. Laver in sixth. Then it's back to Warren, the final finisher. So Ordish, Bullman, Martin and Ether will all have some work to do at the back of the field. So an interesting tag, 1-2-5 heavy final, pre-final. The final will be every bit as interesting coming up a little bit later on today. It's the Junior National Lights and Heavies up next in the Canberra Cup of 2015. Thomas Sargent in the 47 and Sean Shibiteri in the 33. The front row, Bertram Ward. Away and racing. Bircher gets the best off the second row. Sargent gets the jump off the front. And so it's Sargent, Shibuteri, Bircher, first, second and third. As Bircher now starting to put the pressure on the back of the 33 from Canberra. It's Shibuteri in second place as Sargent starts to pull yourself a handy buffer. It's Sargent, Shibuteri, Bircher, Ward, Levaines, Boulding, Harness, Morris, Fripp, Chancellor, Leslie, Taparis and Greentree after just one lap of racing. Oh, Morris trying to make the move forward there. Taylor Harness just in front of her, just stopping her from getting that position back. Jaden Balding would be the first of the heavies on the circuit. So Jaden Balding in the 16. Well, it was just dropped two positions there. Two. So, Sargent leading the way from Shibutari, who's pulled away from Bircher now. Ward, the next cart through, with Levain's trying to close in on the 56. Then it's Taylor, Harness and Morris, with Balding just losing those couple of spots on that last lap. Fripp, Taylor, Chancellor, Leslie, Taparis and Greentree rounding out the running order. So, Taylor Harness with the number 48. The Grenfell driver with the Mad Harry Steel sponsorship. Leading the Junior National Heavies battle. In the lights, Thomas Sargent and Sean Shibutari are the front two carts. Bircher from Orange in the Bircher EFI cart. Cameron Ward from the 56 with Levain's. Morris now ahead of Harness. Fripp getting ahead of Balding. So Balding just starting to back up here after having a very solid Saturday with a very consistent run. One class win and 2 second places in class. Thomas Sargent, although his cart wasn't handling perfectly, the Tegra cart from Grenfell was good enough to take all three wins yesterday, including two wins, which were determined on the last lap of the race. So as Sargent leads now, the fastest lap of the race is Sean Shibutari with a 35.137. That's 0.2 of a second faster than any other cart out there. He did that on lap 5. So we'll watch the gap between Sargent and Shibutari now, because it looks like Shibutari's cart is starting to come in and the performance is quite solid. So the 52 of Greentree just having a spin going down the hill into the S's. And he's gathered things back up now. In the heavies battle, Taylor Harness not being hindered by the True Gentleman being back on the spanners on that cart. Good to see Bob Harness out here and not slowing Taylor down at all after her strong performance yesterday. As Sargent in the 47 continues to lead, but that gap is closing. Sean Shibutari in the 33 leads the way as Sargent, and now a cart length between Sargent and Shibutari. Sargent and Shibutari within a cart length as they cross the start finish line. 0.18 is the gap between first and second. Bircher still in third, and then it's Ward. And Shibutari up the inside through the top turns, gets the lead. Sargent comes back at him now as they head down into the dip, and Sargent will retake the spot. So Sargent goes hard into the S's this time. Shibutari still right back there with him as they work their way through the final turn and up the start finish straight. So Shibutari's cart really coming on song late in the race. Sargent, last lap, a 35.5. Shibutari, a 35.4, as they were battling it out for the lead. It's Sargent who leads the way. The Grenfell driver in the Tegra cart, number 47. Just gets a little bit squirrely going down into the S's that time. He's trying to pull that cart up as late as possible. Shibutari right on his back bumper now. The 33 cart, the Tony cart, works his way through the pit turn once again. Shibutari been racing here at Canberra. It must be for about 6 years now, coming up through the midgets, then the rookies ranks, and now here in junior national light, Sargent and Shibutari battling it out. Backmarker, Green Tree, could play a factor. Here is the white flag about to go out. So Jake Green Tree in the 52. What will happen here is the blue lights will be flashing as they head up the hill. So Sargent now has got Shibutari right on his back pump. Oh, it looks like there might have been a little bit of contact through the top turns there between one of the carts and Green Tree. So as Sargent with a little bit of breathing room now, Sargent into the S's for the final time. Shibutari a cart length back. And Sargent in the Tegra cart will take the victory. Thomas Sargent takes the win from Sean Shibutari. Then it's back to Cody Bircher, Cameron Ward, Jessica Morris in fifth place. Then it's Rowan Fripp. Behind Fripp is Levaint. Then it's the first of the heavies, Taylor Harness from Jaden Boulding, Taylor Chancellor, Christian Leslie, Elias Deparis, and Jake Greentree one lap down. So some great driving here in Junior National. Thomas Sargent keeping his sweep alive with four straight wins. Up next, open performance here at the Canberra Cup of 2015. As we get set now for open performance, Matthew Nipperis, three wins from the three heats, starts on the pole in the 16 cart. The four is Dean Starling. He was second to Nipperis in all three heats. John McCabe's in the... Robert Hogan's in the six. John McCabe's in the 66. Then it's back to Adrian Hogan in the 7, Michael Peace, Daniel Humphreys in the 14, Chris Amory, Steve Martin, Peter Beaton, Lee Gardner, Danny Jarks, Colin Mitchell and Ian McPhee. So Colin Mitchell just unable to get his cart fired up in time, so don't know if they're going to give him one more go. So hopefully they can get it fired up this time. So Colin Mitchell trying to get this cart fired up. So as they work their way around the top of the circuit to try and reform up, Colin Mitchell unable to get that cart out on the circuit and fired up, so the 69 will not take part in the pre-final. He's had two DNFs this weekend as well. So, information now, it's Nipperis and Starling on the front row. Hogan and McCabe on the second row. Nipperis bringing them slowly to the start finish line. We're away and racing. Nipperis with the jump over Starling as they head into the pit turn for the first time. Everyone single file now as they head up the pit straight. The 16 of Nipperis leads the way. Then it's Starling. Hogan is up into third. That's the 7 of Adrian, the 6 of Robert Hogan ahead of Adrian Hogan. So John McCabe in the 66 has dropped back one spot off the start. So Matthew Nipperis in the CRG can't connect. Number 16 leads the way from Dean Starling from the North Shore Kart Club based there in Sydney. Then it's Robert Hogan in the kart shed. BNR number 6 with Adrian Hogan, the rig it up entry. Back there in a fourth position. McCabe runs in fifth with Michael Peace, the Marrickville Auto Repairs, car number 46 behind him. Then it's Kouros Amri. That's the DKS Race Engines, number 61. Amri was a lot quicker in qualifying, but a DNF in heat number two has seen him mired down in the pack. He started out of position eight. He's up to seventh position. But there are some quick carts ahead of him. He's right on the back now of Michael Peace. And hopefully Amri working his way through the pit turn. Amri trying to get up the inside of Peace through the top turns, but that didn't pay off. So as Nipperis continues to lead the way, Starling in second, no pressure on his back bumper either. Hogan, Robert, then Adrian, still spread out with McKay behind him. Peace and Amri in the 46 and 61, the best battle on the circuit currently. And then behind them, they've got Steve Martin in the twin and Daniel Humphreys in the 14 card. Steve Martin, the Yass Valley Earthworks card. Of course, Yass Valley Earthworks have done a significant amount of work around the Canberra Card Raceway over the years. Certainly with the extension to the pits a couple of years ago. Steve Martin and his boys were integral in that work. So Kouros Amri now gets past Michael Peace for sixth position. So as the leader heads up and around the start finish line. Coming up, Ian McPhee now, one lap down. Oh, contact there. So McPhee, and I'm not sure if that was Peace or Steve Martin that came into contact with him. But slowly off the circuit, it looks like it might... No, it's not Steve Martin. I can see the two still out there. But it was contact between one of the faster carts. And it might be John McCabe, it is. So John McCabe just having contact with the back marker of Ian McPhee. Am I clear at the top? So Matthew Nipperis, Dean Starling, Robert Hogan in third, and then Adrian Hogan in fourth. Oh, cut off the circuit there. That's the Hogan brothers in challenge. So Adrian Hogan all over the back of Robert Hogan in the sixth now as they come through the S's. And then the short shoot to the final turn. Adrian Hogan with the pressure on Robert Hogan in the six card. Adrian Hogan in the seven. This is definitely the best battle on the circuit currently. The two Hogans nose to tail as they head down the pit straight. Up through the dip, then towards the S's, and again Adrian Hogan, his closing speed through the S's is quite significant. So the two Birrell Art carts running nose to tail as they head through the S's now, through the pit turn, sorry, and up. Here's the opening, and just leaves the door open in the top turns. And Adrian Hogan is through. So the Rig It Up, number seven, heads up into third position. The Kart Shed B&R, number six, is back to fourth place. Nipperis is your race leader at 31.315, the fastest lap of the race for Matthew Nipperis. Starling runs in second. Then it's back to Adrian Hogan, Robert Hogan. Kouros Amri now working his way from eighth starting position. He's up to fifth. Michael Pearce is in the 46 cart running in sixth. Then it's Steve Martin, Daniel Humphreys, Peter Beaton, Lee Gardner, Danny Jarks, John McCabe, and McPhee have withdrawn from the race, and Colin Mitchell was unable to get his cart fired up for the start. So just down now to the 11 runners left on the circuit, and Danny Jarks will be under some pressure as Matthew Nipperis now heads to the white flag. Starling behind him by 0.8 of a second. Jarks would realise that Nipperis is coming up on him. He moves out the way. Now, will he keep out the way of Starling here? As they work their way down the back straight for the final time, Matthew Nipperis in the 16 cart. The CRG Kart Connect entry heads through the S's for the final time and takes the victory. Matthew Nipperis with the win from Dean Starling. Adrian Hogan comes home in third place. He started in fifth. Then it's Robert Hogan in fourth. Thank you. Behind him is Kouros Amri. So fifth place start for him in the final, after he made up three places in the pre-final. Michael Pearce, Steve Martin, Daniel Humphreys, Peter Beaton, Lee Gardner, and Danny Jarks rounding out the Open Performance pre-final here in the 2015 Canberra Cup. As we get set now for our Cadet 12 pre-final, Josh Sargent will start from the pole in the 74 cart. The 10 is Josh Hayes. Adrian Haig in the 16. He was fastest qualifier, but unfortunate incident at the start of the final heat saw him with a DNF. Mia Bolton in the 23. Riley Watson's in the 8. Lachlan Campbell in the 7. Finley Allen in the 28. Zach Bates is in the 24, Cooper Allen in the 19, and Matthew Parker in the 78. So as they work their way around the final turn, looking for a start, we're not racing this time. So not sure what the problem was, but I know the starter is quite keen to see them not enter the no man's land. So Josh Haynes, who's on the, actually the preferred line in second position, was just out, and I think, I didn't hear the radio call that time, but I think he might have been in the no man's land, and that is frowned upon by our starter. So they're in formation, they're in good formation coming down the hill. Hopefully they can stay that way. So, front row, Sargent and Haynes. Sargent in the Tegra cart, Haynes in the Power Kart Raceway. Again, we're racing this time, and it's Sargent who gets the best of the jump out of the second row as well. It's Hayek. So, Hayek in the 16 kart up to second position. Hayek, who had two wins yesterday and a DNF. Sargent, two second place finishes and a win. Haynes with two thirds and a second. So as they head down into the pit turn, into the S's. Sargent in the 74, Hayek in the 16. The 10 is Haynes, who's got Mia Bolton in the 23 right behind him. Watson also there. Oh, Haynes gets a wheel in the dirt coming out of the pit turn. And both Bolton and Watson will get through. So Bolton Watson up into third and fourth respectively. Sargent withstanding the pressure for the moment in the 74 Tegra cart. Hayek in the 16 just drops about a cart length going through the S's but closes in, coming off the turn now. Sargent leading the way as Hayek in the 16 puts the pressure on. Then it's back to Bolton, Watson, Hayes, Campbell, Finley Allen, Zach Bates, Cooper Allen and Matthew Parker round out the running order. So Sargent and Hayek at the front of the field. The 74, Sargent, the 16, Hayek. The Tegra cart leads the way from the CRG. Tilton interiors side by side as they come to the start finish line that time across the stripe. Hayek sets the fastest lap of the race, a 36.927. Fastest lap by Sargent, a 36.937. But Sargent has track position, and that is king here as they head down the back straight once again. Through the dip, Hayek looking to set up into the S's, but Sargent able to drive down deeper. Through the S's, though, it's Sargent that is able to establish about a cart length advantage, but Hayek closes it up as he gets up the start-finish straight. Through the pit turn now, Hayek is back onto the bumper of Sargent. They work their way around the top of the circuit. Now, Josh Haynes in the Power Kart Raceway, kart number 10, has got back past Riley Watson in the 8 kart. That's the 4-pack Australia kart, a 4-park Australia kart, I should say, from Wagga. So the 8 now finding himself to the back of the battle. And also, Haynes has been able to get past Mia Bolton as well, going down to into the S's that time. So Haynes back up to third. Bolton shuffled back to fourth with Watson right on her back bumper as well. Josh Sargent is your race leader. Sargent with Hayek. Sargent just going that little bit deeper into the S's. Hayek runs a slightly tighter line through the left-hander, and it seems to work on the exit of the S's that Hayek was able to get the power back on and gets back onto the back bumper of Sargent that what looks like a little bit easier. Now Sargent running wide out of the top turns. Is this going to allow Hayek to make the pass? They head down into the S's once again. Sargent again running wider than Hayek, and this time Sargent gets squirrely coming out of the S's, and Hayek is on a big charge. Hayek and Sargent nose to tail as they head through the through the pit turns and up the pit straight. Sargent and Bolton, Haynes and Bolton continue their battle for third and fourth position. Bolton trying to find a way past the 10 cart as Watson is sitting back there waiting for his chance to pounce as well. Sargent deep into the S's. Better line from Sargent this time. He'll maintain his cart length advantage. So Sargent looks over his shoulder, sees that Hayek is not as close this time. As Sargent and Hayek work their way up the pit straight, Haynes trying to consolidate third position over Bolton and Watson as they work their way around the top turn. Haynes a little bit wide coming off the top turn that time, and that gives Bolton the opportunity. Through the dip, Bolton makes the move, and Mia Bolton is back up to third position. Three laps left to run this time by, and Bolton bogs down coming out of the S's. Haynes is straight back up the inside and opening the door for Watson. Watson and Bolton side by side trying to go through the dogleg, but Bolton holds strong and she will maintain that fourth place. Heading up to the top turns, Bolton and Watson almost come together as Watson is really putting the pressure on. Bolton again, quick off the top turns. This time she'll try to go through sideways on the outside. She has to back out of it that time. And Haynes will settle into fourth position. So as the leaders continue their battle at the front of the field, they're starting to pull away from the third, fourth and fifth place. Then the gap is closing now. Lachlan Campbell in that seven card and Zach Bates starting to catch up to this battle for third, fourth and fifth positions. So great battle. Everywhere you look on the circuit, Bates really starting to push hard now on Campbell. He almost got into the back of him going through the S's that time. So as we concentrate on our leaders, the white flag is out. White flag is out. And Sargent leads the way in the 74 card from the 16 of Hayek, heading down the back straight into the dip. Hayek, will he try? Yes, he does. Drives up the inside. They're side by side going into the S's. Sargent hangs tough and will maintain the lead. Sargent heads to the checkered flag in a fantastic result. Sargent and Hayek, first and second. Haynes, Bolton, Watson. Then it's Campbell and Bates across the line. Further then back to Cooper and Finlay Allen. And then back to Matthew Parker, who'll round out this Cadets 12 pre-final. What about the racing there? That was some fantastic stuff in Cadet 12s. Up next, Cadet 9s. So Cadet 9s will conclude these pre-finals. There will be a short break following the Cadet 9s. A short break following the Cadet 9s before the finals. So the Cadet 9s pre-final about to come out. Then there will be a half-hour break for the official. A 20-minute break for the officials. And we'll be straight into the finals. So the Cadet 12s out. The Cadet 9s out onto the circuit now. Darcy Balding will start from the pole. 2 second place finishes and a win for Darcy Balding yesterday in the heats. Sebastian Ruiz, 2 wins and a fifth place finish. Now that fifth place finish came after he'd come across the line first, but he had gone through no man's land on a number of occasions and the starter was then obliged to apply a 15 second penalty to Sebastian Ruiz for that start infringement. So Tom Drain in the 59, the youngster from Grenfell, is the third fastest qualifier, or the third qualifier here, with Ryan Holbrough, Brady Bryant, Reg Barry, Carlin Phelan, Max Assay, Matthew Hansford-Taylor, Riley Gray, Ryan Pring and Costa Taparis. We're away and Ray Ruiz off to a start. Ruiz gets the jump and takes the lead. Oh, Ruiz almost looked like he was sideways there. Looked like he almost spun coming off the top turn. Balding is right there with him. So Darcy Balding. Interestingly, Balding in the 15. Runs in second position with Drain in the MD Steel Fabrications cart running in third. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, Tom Drain has only been racing for probably 6 months. And his first outing at the Bob Heim Memorial race was just absolutely staggering. And Drain, here in his first race in Canberra, up to third in a very high quality field. And he is not far off this battle for the lead between Ruiz and Drain. So Ruiz in the 26 leads the way in the Ruiz Construction Tony Kart. Darcy Balding setting the fastest lap of the race so far, a 38.262. Drain back there in the 59. And there's not much between the top three. Boulding running wide, coming through the top turn, or coming off the top turns. Certainly, Ruiz and Drain just running a tidal line there. Ruiz in the 26, leading the way. 15 is Boulding in the Country Charm, yes, number 15 cart. Then it's Tom Drain, the MD Steel Fabrications entry. Ryan Holborough is in the Scuderia PCR Australia cart from Wollongong. Brady Bryant, another of the Canberra drivers in the 11. Reg Barry from Lithgow in the Speed Racer Sports Cars, number 2. Carlin Phelan in the 12. Then it's Max Asay, the Jays Brush Fences PCR from the Sapphire Coast, number 13. Riley Gray's in the Central West Shearing, number 73. Ryan Pring in the 33, the Mechanical Care Racing entry. Matthew Hansford Taylor's in the Faster Forward Racing Arrow from Lithgow as well. And Costa Taparis, the P-plater, doing a good job out there keeping out of trouble in that 88 cart. So your leader is still Seb Ruiz. Ruiz with Boulding right on his back bumper. Drain there, ready to pick up any pieces that might come his way. Doing a great job in third place. Then that gap back to Holborough in the 77. Bryant is the next cart through. And that makes up the top five. The battle is certainly at the front of the field, where the top three separated by half a second. Seb Ruiz in control, though. Darcy Boulding still has the fastest lap of the race in that 15 cart, which runs second. So Ruiz across the start-finish line with six laps to run. Darcy Boulding in the 15. Tom Drain in the 59. That is your top three. So you've got Canberra and two Grenfell drivers. First is Ruiz from Canberra, who I think also might be a member of Grenfell as well. Certainly has been in the past. Boulding and Drain, both members of the Grenfell Club. And the Bob High Memorial Festival of Kids, the biggest country karting meeting in Australia. Again, over or in, around that 200 entries in June this year. I think they had 220 last year. It's a fantastic race meeting over there at Grenfell. And certainly everyone enjoys a great weekend at the Grenfell circuit. And at the moment, it's Ruiz from Boulding and Drain. Then it's Holborough all by himself in the 77. Bryant having a quiet run as well. The two of Barry in the Esprit, number two, just starting to get some pressure applied from Canberra's Carlin Phelan. So that could be a battle here before the end of the race as well. Drain now closing in on Boulding. So Drain now looking to try and make a move. Oh, coming off the S's. So Tom Drain in the 59, the MD Steel Fabrications cart in third place, in hurry-up mode now as there's under three laps remaining. Reminder, there will be a 20-minute break after this race ahead of the finals. Ruiz leading the way. Boulding in second. Now Drain just dropping off the pace of the front two after he tried to make that passing move. He lost a bit of ground. He's very aggressive through the tighter part of the track that time. He's lost a bit more ground there as he had to try and catch the front end. And that gives Seb Ruiz and Darcy Boulding an advantage here with less than two laps to run. The back marker is Costa Tapares. So Tapares might be in danger of going a lap down before the end of this race. But Tapares, who I think has gone a lap down in all three heats yesterday, doing a great job in this slightly longer pre-final to be able to keep out the way of the leaders, which shows that he is picking up speed in his performance. And that's a good sign to see a driver developing over the course of the weekend. So Sebastian Ruiz leads the way in the 26 card. He's got some breathing room now between himself and the Country Charm, number 15, Arrow of Darcy Balding. Drain also just backing up a little bit late in this race in the MD Steel Fabrication card. So Ruiz looks like he'll have a choice of starting position here in the final as he heads through the final turn and gets the checkered flag. Sebastian Ruiz takes the victory. Darcy Balding home in second. Tom Drain there in third. Then it's Holborough. Back to Bryant. Barry is held off the charge from Phelan. And he will come home in sixth position. Phelan in seventh. Then it's Pring, Asahi, Gray, Hansford-Taylor and Tapares all finishing on the leader's lap. The Cadet Nines pre-final concludes the pre-finals here for the 2015 Canberra Cup.